I'm not pulling out the driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another drive to work. Coronavirus edition. Okay, so we Midnight Hunt's coming out. So I thought I would pick a theme that was very Midnight Hunt-ish. So I'm going to talk about zombies. One of my favorite creature types, for those that don't know. I'm not sure what it is about zombies. I'm a big fan of zombies. I really like zombies. So you will see as I tell my story today, I had a lot of influence in early zombies of trying to make better zombies. But anyway, we'll get to that part of the story. Okay, so we start by going all the way back to Alpha. So Alpha actually had, as printed on the card, only one card that was, remember, the summon at the time. So summon zombie. There was only, and in fact, it was summon zombies. It was plural. Now, there was a second card that referenced zombies, so we'll talk about that. Now, there was another card that later got made into a zombie, so we'll talk about all that. Okay, so let me start with the first zombie in my mind, which is Scathe Zombies. Two and a black for a 2/2 creature, vanilla. That's what it did. I think Richard in Alpha was really trying to help, like, communicate at common that, like, green was better at creatures than other colors. And so green had a grizzly bear, you know, one and a green for a 2/2, and black and red both had a common 2/2, Scathe Zombies for black and a Great Ogre for red that were 3 mana for a 2/2, trying to communicate that green, you know, is better at creatures. And the other thing in Alpha was Zombie Master, 1BB, 2/3. I'm reading the Alpha version of the card, by the way. All zombies in play gain Swamp Walk, and black regenerates for as long as this card remains in play. In contrast, the modern template is all zombies have Swamp Walk, other zombies have black regenerate this permanent. So when Alpha first came out, remember, the rules in Magic originally was the 4-of rule didn't exist yet. So the idea was if you wanted to play a zombie deck, well, play as many Scathe Zombies as you wanted and then play whatever number of Zombie Masters you wanted, and that was your zombie deck. There was Scavenging Ghoul was in the set, but it was not a zombie. It was a Summon Ghoul. You'll notice early on there's a lot of creatures that we later went back and labeled as zombies, but at the time weren't labeled as zombies. Mostly what happened, and this is a good example of early Magic kind of just named things whatever flavorfully they wanted to name it. Creature types, I mean, Zombie Master existed, Tribal existed in Alpha. So, I mean, there was some stuff, but it was more like, oh, let's just sort of name things. And there wasn't, like, zombies were very specifically, like, more traditional sort of raised from the dead zombies. In fact, if you ever look really closely at Scathe Zombies on the Alpha version, in the background, there's a necromancer, but like you see his outline, mostly you're seeing the foreground and seeing the zombies. But anyway, so a lot of early zombies weren't labeled as zombies. We'll talk about them. As far as like tribal zombies, when Alpha got made, there was one zombie and one card that cared about zombies. And that was it. And that was it for a while. Now, Scavenger Ghoul was in the set, but it was Summon Ghoul. In Arabian Nights, there was Cabal Ghoul, but that was Summon Ghoul, so that wasn't yet a zombie. In Legends, there was Cyclopean Mummy and Headless Horseman, and even The Walking Dead. For some reason, The Walking Dead, which clearly, like, you'd think would be a zombie, is Summon Walking Dead. So, there's a lot of a lot of mismatch early on. And I guess Boris Devilboon was in Legends as well. Back in the day, by the way, Legends were just Summon Legend. They had no other creature type. So, he was flavored as a zombie, but he wasn't, or at least as a living dead. I think what happened later in Magic was we sort of made the decision, like, we can't, if you slice things too thinly, it's hard to make tribes work. We're like, okay, how about living dead things, you know, I mean, I guess vampires are vampires, but if you were dead and then raised from the dead, we're going to call you a zombie. Yes, a mummy is a certain kind of zombie, but it's a zombie. So we started saying, okay, we're going to call these zombies. Okay, but the second zombie in Magic, the second zombie, like literally the card said summon, and again it said summon zombies, by the way, was the Drowned, or just Drowned, I think, not even the Drowned, in the Dark. And it was white and a blue for a 1/1, and it had black regenerate. So by the way, So Zombie Master exists, right? People are like desperately wanting to make a zombie deck. And okay, finally, we gave you a second zombie. It's not in the same color, and it has the ability, or one of the abilities, granted to you by the Zombie Master. Now, once again, I think, you know, when Jesper made it, he was just trying to make a cool card and like, oh, it's a creature that's drowned and, you know, it's water-based, so we'll make it blue, but it has, you know, it's kind of a zombie or it's a zombie, so we'll make it a black activation. But anyway, it's just kind of funny. Like as somebody, I'm a zombie fan, and I remember early on wanting to make a zombie deck and just not being able to make one, especially once the Four of Rules happen. Because there's a point in time where the Four of Rules happen, and there was like, you couldn't even build, there weren't enough zombies to build a zombie deck, let alone good zombies. Okay, also in the dark was Frankenstein's Monster, but that was Summon Monster, and not, we've now said, okay, look, you know, Frankenstein, he was a zombie, you know, there's a whole range of Frankenstein-like zombies in Destroyed Sets. Okay, then we get to, there's a few more in the dark. There is Murk Dwellers, that was Summon Murk Dwellers. There's the Fallen, that's Summon Fallen. So once again, our zombies aren't labeled zombies. Okay, now we get to Ice Age. Ashen Ghoul, Summon Ghoul. Dread White, Summon White. Gengar Zombies, finally, our third zombies on Gengar Zombies. Now again, Gengar Zombies were 1 blood black 2/2. Tap Sacrifice Gengar Zombies to have it deal 1 damage to each creature and player. If you control any snow-covered swamps, Gengar Zombies instead deals 2 damage each creature and player. And then also, there was Legion of the Limduel. That was also a zombie. 1 black, 2/3, snow-covered swamp walk, which was a questionable thing. And there was Limduel's Cohorts. 1 black, 2/3, summon zombies. Creatures blocking or blocked by Limduel's Cohort can't regenerate. Okay, so finally, I think as of Ice Age, there were enough zombies that said zombie on them at the time that you could build a zombie deck. It wasn't good. Like I said, 2B22, 1BB22, 1BB23, 1BB23. Now, given it's a mono black deck, you tend to not to play the Drowned, even though it existed. But with 4 zombies and Zombie Master, you could at first finally make a zombie deck. It was horrible, but you could finally make a zombie deck. Okay. And so comes along, Homelands had Reef Pirates, once again, summon ships, it's not a zombie. So finally, the next zombie that's labeled a zombie at the time, it was Balduvian Dead in Alliances. And also, Lord of Tressorhorn was summon legend, so it later became a zombie. But as far as an actual zombie your zombie deck could play, Balduvian Dead was 3 and a black, 2/3. Once again, zombies are not... not very powerful. 2 in a red, remove target summon card in your graveyard from the game to put a graveborn token into play. Treat this token as a 3/1 black and red creature that can attack the turn it comes into play. Bury graveborn token at the end of turn. Okay, so we get another zombie, but it activates for red? Like, I don't have red in my... And in order to play the deck, I need mono black, because everything is like 1 black. So Badoobin Dead with... Anyway, things were not looking too great. Okay, finally, things start looking up a little bit for the zombies in Mirage. Okay, so there's Cadaverous Knight that was summoned Knight, so that wasn't a zombie for purposes of your zombie deck. But there was Graveborn Zombie and Zombie Mob, which were both... in fact, I think Graveborn Zombie is the first zombie that says summon zombie and not zombies. A little trivia question there in Mirage. Okay, so Graveborn Zombie was 3 and a black for a 3/2. If Graveborn Zombie is put in the graveyard from play, put Graveborn Zombie on top of its owner's library. So basically, whenever it died, it went to the top of your library, and you would draw it next. Which, by the way, was, for zombies, a step up. It's not that great a card, but for zombies, it was a step up. And then we had Zombie Mob. 2 black, it's a 2/0. Zombie Mob comes into play with 1/+1/+1 counter for each summon card in your graveyard. Remove all those summon cards from the game. So Zombie Mob got bigger based on how many dead creatures you had. Okay. I mean, you had to have some dead creatures first, but it cost 4 mana. Anyway, so things still aren't looking too wonderful. Okay, so then we get to Visions. Necro Savant, summon Necro Savant. Man, they just wouldn't label zombies back in the day. Okay, then we get into Portal. So the reason I'll bring up Portal is Portal introduces Gravedigger. Now, there were not creature types in Portal. So Bog Raiders, which was a 2/2 Swamp Walker, and Gravedigger, which was a... So Gravedigger is 3 and a black, 2/2. This is the Portal text. When Graveyard comes into play from your hand, you may choose to return a summoned creature from your discard pile to your hand. So there's an interesting story in Gravedigger. So this is the first card. This is the first... The first zombie that I think I made. I might have had a hand in Gravebane Zombie or Zombie Mob because I was on the development team. But the first card I out and out just made from scratch was Gravedigger. And it has a really cool story. So I made it in Tempest. It was made in Tempest design. But what happened was Portal 3 Kingdoms came out before Tempest came out. So Gravedigger first shows up for the first time in Portal. But it actually was first, it was made originally for Tempest. So here's how it got... It's actually a very interesting story how Gravedigger got made. So we had a mechanic in early Tempest that when you drew the card, it would have an effect. And the idea was, I think we had... The plan at the time was the back of the cards would be different. It's not a normal back because this is before sleeves. So when you draw it, you would see it's a different back. Everyone would know to look at it and say, ha-ha, here's the effect. So it had draw triggers, meaning when you drew it, something would happen. And so I think we made a 3 and a black 2/2 that when you drew it, you raised dead. You got a creature card from your graveyard. And the idea was, just putting this card in your deck, it generates an effect. And then we tried all sorts of things. We had a different back and this and that. And in the end, there was no way to make it work. We tried a lot of versions of the draw triggers. Obviously, miracles years later would do it, but... We couldn't quite find the solution that we wanted. So the solution I came up with was, well, instead of when you draw it, how about when you play it? Now, I should stress at the time, when we were in Tempest Design, Vision, I had not seen Visions yet. Like, the idea of a comes into play effect was just, I made it out of scratch. I had seen no one else do an enter the battlefield effect. I just was trying to mimic, well, I can't do it when I draw it, so when can I do it? And so the idea was, well, what if I just do it when you play it? And so, independent of seeing anybody else did it, I made the first enter the play effect that I had ever seen. Now, independently, the Vision Design team had actually made some that I didn't know about. And probably they made it before I made mine, as far as like chronologically, because the Mirage and Visions go way back. But I was proud that I made an Enter the Battlefield effect before I saw anybody else make an Enter the Battlefield effect. I'm very proud of that. And Gravedigger has obviously gone on to be a card that's gone in a lot of different sets. It was in Portal, in Tempest. It was in a bunch of core sets. It was in Odyssey. It's been definitely a card that's seen a lot of print. Okay, next place that we start getting some zombies is in Weatherlight. So Weatherlight has a graveyard theme. So it actually, I think in Weatherlight, we started saying, you know what, we should just label the zombies and stop messing around labeling everything but zombie. So now we haven't quite got to the Great Creature Update yet, where all the old things that I bypassed became zombies. But we at least start labeling the zombies. So we get Barrow Ghoul, 1 and a black, 4/4. During your upkeep, remove the top creature card in your graveyard from the game or bury Barrow Ghoul. I will note that this is one of the cards that cares about graveyard order. There's not a lot of them. This is one of them. And the idea is it eats a card out of your graveyard. The funny thing is it doesn't really matter if it's the top card. Like, it could just eat any card. But at the time, graveyard order could matter, so it did. And then there's Bone Dancer, 1 and a black, 2/2, 0. Put the top creature card of defending player's graveyard into play under your control. Bone Dancer deals no combat damage this turn. Uses ability only if Bone Dancer is attacking and unblocked and only one each turn. Now let's see the common Oracle text for this. Whenever Bone Dancer attacks and isn't blocked, you may put the top creature card of defending player's graveyard onto the battlefield under your control. If you do, Bone Dancer assigns no combat damage this turn. Early days, a lot of our saboteur abilities were weirdly worded. And also, one of the things is nowadays, usually when I hit you, we tend to do effects. In the early days, it was sort of like, well, if I hit you, then I can trade my damage instead for the effect. We don't tend to do that much anymore. Finally, Zombie Scavengers was remove the top creature card in your graveyard from the game, regenerate. So that you, and once again, this also cares about the top card in your graveyard. I think because Weatherlight was a graveyard set, they had a bunch of cards that cared, and there's some graveyard order cards in that matter. But anyway, so we start getting some zombies. You can actually build a zombie deck. It's not very cohesive. But at least some of them care about the graveyard. There's some tension. Some want you to have cards in your graveyard. Some use cards in your graveyard. But at least you're starting... Zombies are starting to get a little bit of a mechanical identity. Okay, so now we get to Tempest. We start getting to sets that I worked on. I mean, some of the sets I worked on... I worked on development for a lot of the sets. From everything from Tempest forward... I'm sorry, not Tempest forward. From Weather... I'm sorry, no, from Antiquities. Not Antiquities. From Alliances. Okay, I had trouble remembering that. From Alliances forward, I joined as a developer, and from Alliances for quite a while, for a couple of years, I was on every development team. But Tempest was my first design team, so I start designing things in Tempest. So Coffin Queen was made, but wasn't at the time a zombie. And Stronghold Assassin was an assassin, wasn't a zombie. But I did make Douthi Ghoul, which was a pretty strong at the time. So it's one and a black for a 1/1 shadow. Whenever any creature with shadow is put into graveyard from play, put a +1/+1 counter on Douthi Ghoul. So the idea was it was a 2-drop 1/1, but as your Douthi Ghouls died, it made them stronger. Still not a super powerful. We'll get to it in a second. I start making actually my first powerful zombie. So we get to Stronghold. And in Tempest, I did make, I did make a zombie card. It's just not a summon type zombie. Let's see. What was the name of the card? It was, Sarcomancy, is that right? Sarcomancy, yes. Okay, so, Sarcomancy was my first, tournament level zombie that I made. So Sarcomancy is an enchantment. When Sarcomancy comes into play, this is the Tempest version, put a zombie token into play, treat this token as a 2/2 black creature. During your upkeep, if there are no zombies in play, Sarcomancy deals 1 to you. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to make, originally it was a 2/2 zombie for 1 black mana that said, if there's no zombies in play, it deals damage to you. But the problem was, well, in order for it to have text that worked, it had to be in play. And so the solution to this was to make a, it's an enchantment that makes a token. I guess nowadays, maybe we make a zombie that has an ability in the graveyard. At the time, it was hard for us to do that. So the trick around it was we made this enchantment. And so the idea is it was a 2/2 creature for 1 black mana. Now, it had a drawback, obviously, but hey, as long as you had zombies in play. So it was me making a card for the zombie deck. I'm like, okay, you get a 1-drop 2/2 zombie, and all you have to do is just have zombies. The drawback is nullified if you have zombies, which a zombie deck could probably pull off. So Sarcomancy was my first real nod at trying to make a very powerful zombie. And then in the next set, Stronghold, I made Carnifage. Carnifage was black for a 2/2. During your upkeep, pay 1 life or tap Carnifage. So that is a little bit more, not quite as good as Sarcomancy. But the idea being, if you're going to make a sort of an aggressive weenie deck, which is what the zombie deck was sort of designed to be, okay, I'm losing life, but hopefully I'm doing damage faster. I have a 1 mana 2/2, so hopefully I'm doing 2 damage to them. And I'm taking 1 damage. And you could tap it. So if forever, if attacking wasn't a good thing to do, you tapping didn't take the damage. But the idea is as long as I can attack with it, okay, I'm doing 2 damage versus taking 1 damage. And Sarcomancy and Carnifage, along with Hatred, which is a card I think I was involved with. Hatred, for those that don't know the card, what's that with Hatred in? Hatred was in Exodus. Was in the third set in the Tempest block. So Hatred is pay X, a 3 black black instant. Pay X life. Target creature gets +X/+0 until end of turn. So it was a black deck that allowed you to be really aggro because you could turn life into damage, right? And so those two zombies plus Hatred made an aggressive, for the first time ever in Constructed, made an aggressive zombie deck. And I think Hatred was mine. I was involved in Hatred. If I didn't just out main Hatred, but anyway, I'm very proud that I put zombies on the map, and finally made zombies something. There also was one other zombie I made in Exodus, by the way, Plaguebearer. So Plaguebearer was 1 black for 1/1 XX black, destroy target non-black creature with total casting cost X equal to X. So now I'm at Carnifage. But Plague Bear also was something in your zombie deck that helped you kill things. And it killed it slowly, needed a lot of mana, XX. But still, it was a 2-drop 1-1 with the ability on board to kill things. So anyway, that is my... So, okay, we can continue on. So the next zombies... I actually made the next two zombies as well. But these are from Unglued. So there's Deadhead, 3 and a black for a 3-3. Put Deadhead into play. Use this ability only if an opponent loses contact with his or her hand of cards and only if Deadhead is in your graveyard. So the idea here is it's the first time I was messing around with sort of physicality. Unglued, like normal Magic... I mean... I guess Alpha had, like, Chaos Orb, where there was some physicality to that. Mostly that got moved out of sort of normal Magic. And so Unglued picked up, you know, the mantle of... So this idea here is that I have a three... So four mana 3-3 zombie. And then if my opponent ever puts down their hand, I can get it back out of the graveyard. And so... It was fun to sort of make a card that sort of like said to my opponent, like, okay, we kind of got to hold your cards. Don't not hold your cards. Then the other zombie I made was Temp of the Damned, 2 and a black for a 3-3. When you play Temp of the Damned, roll a 6-sided die. Temp of the Damned comes into play with a number of funk counters on it equal to the die roll. During your upkeep, remove a funk counter from Temp of the Damned or sacrifice Temp of the Damned. So the idea was this was kind of fading or vanishing. Actually, I guess technically it's more vanishing. But the idea is when it enters battlefield, I get a three mana 3-3, which I know this doesn't sound that good because we made much better creatures. But at the time, that was kind of aggressive. And the idea was you just didn't know how long you got to keep it around. The fun story of this card from a design standpoint was we have what we call, it's called Slush. And what Slush is whenever we get art and we pay for the art and then it doesn't end up getting used, it goes in our slush pile. The idea is it's art, we can use it, we have it. So if anybody can use the art, hey, here's art we already paid for. So one of the things I did in the unset, I normally do this normally I'm not at the later part of the process where they're doing the art, but in the unset I was. So I said to them, oh, is there anything in slush? And there are a couple cards in slush, I think this and Gus were the two cards that I used from slush, and I designed cards around them. I just said, okay, here's the art. What could I do with it? I made Temp of the Damned to match the card. And so I made another zombie. Okay, so now we get into Urza's Saga. So Urza's Saga, you'll note we still have the problem of our zombies not always being labeled zombies. For example, Eastern Paladin is Summon Knight, Hollow Dogs is Summon Hounds, Order of Yawgmoth is Summon Knight, Phyrexian Ghoul, that's Summon Zombie. Reclusive White is Summon Minion. Sanguine Guard is Summon Knight. Western Paladin is Summon Knight. So, like, there are literally 8 zombies in Urza Saga, only 2 of which are labeled zombies. So the 2 that actually were labeled zombies at the time were Cackling Fiend, 2 black, 2-1. When Cackling Fiend comes into play, each of your opponents chooses and discards a card. And Phyrexian Ghoul, 2 and a black, sacrifice a creature, Phyrexian Ghoul gets +2/+2 until end of turn. So once again, we are continuing on sort of making some zombies. I think, as you can see, once we get to sort of committing to like, look, all zombies are, here's the problem at the time. This is the real problem, by the way, is for a long time, we only would put 1 creature type on cards. And so if let's say you were a zombie knight, well, if you were more a knight than a zombie, because the Eastern Paladin wanted to be a knight, okay, well, knight's more important than zombies, so we put zombie on it. Hollow Dogs, well, yeah, they're zombie dogs, but they're more dogs than zombies, so... And so a lot of times we'd have things that clearly were zombie. So it's not so much now. Earlier on, we were just doing crazy labeling of stuff. Part of the problem right now is that we only had 1 creature type. So I was one of the people that really pushed to start getting multiple creature types on things. And it took me a surprising amount of time to do that. But that is kind of what's happening here. But you will notice every time I'm on a set, I'm always looking for zombies. I'm always trying to design zombies. And so there definitely is always push to do more zombies. So Urza's Legacy, Rank and File, which is a great name, 2 black and black for a 3-3. When Rank and File comes into play, all green creatures get -1/-1 until end of turn. I think that was part of a color hosing cycle. Okay, so now let's get into Urza's Destiny. So Urza's Destiny, I know I did these cards because the sets was just me. So we get Apprentice Necromancer, 1 and a black. Wizard 1/1, black and tap, sacrifice the Prince of Necromancer, return target creature card from your graveyard to play. This creature gains haste. At the end of turn, sacrifice it. So the idea behind this card was, I really like the idea of getting utility out of your graveyard. And so it was cool to me, the idea that I got something, but I didn't get it forever. I just got it temporarily. So I thought it was a fun card, and then I played around with the idea of, not that I'm doing permanent reanimation, but sort of temporary reanimation. Interestingly, modern day, by the way, there's a big ongoing debate on the Council of Colors of, is black supposed to do that or is red supposed to do that? And there's often debate back and forth of who is supposed to be doing that. We've done it a little bit in both colors. The other Urza's Legacy card is Plague Dogs. 4 and a black for 3/3. When Plague Dogs is put into a graveyard from play, all creatures get -1/-1 until end of turn. 2, sacrifice Plague Dogs, draw a card. So one of the mechanical things I did in Urza's Destiny was I was trying to take cycling and do something cool with it. And so my idea at the time was to do what I called cycling from play. And I wanted to actually call cycling from play because I wanted it to count as cycling for purposes of things that cycled. But actually, I guess it didn't matter yet because back then, yeah, when we first introduced cycling, there wasn't things that care about cycling. That didn't happen until Onslaught. But anyway, we ended up not calling cycling from play. We just said the idea is to sacrifice this card, draw a card. So like it's like much like cycling is discard the card. Here you can sacrifice the card. And then what I did on some of the cycling from play cards is I put a death trigger on them. One of the themes of Urza's Destiny was a lot of death triggers because death triggers worked well with Echo and death trigger worked well with cycling, which were the two named mechanics of the block. We're in the Urza Saga block, obviously. And so this card's kind of fun because, you know, it's a 5-mana 3/3 creature, and when it dies, it'll do something, but you can also trade it in for a card and also trigger its ability. So I thought that was kind of fun. Okay, next is, Portal Second Age? What is it? Hold on, let's see. Starter 1999. So that was a product we made to try to teach people how to play. And I think we made a few cards specifically for it. So Dakmar Ghoul is one of them. 2 black, 2/2. When Dakmar Ghoul comes into play, what we used to call enter the battlefield, a target opponent loses 2 life, you gain 2 life. So he enters and drains somebody. I think that's the first time we did draining on a zombie. That's something we do a lot now. I think we do more draining on vampires because it's a little more flavorful on vampires, but we do occasionally do it on zombies. Okay, so now let's get into Portal Three Kingdoms. So Portal has the same problem where of the 8 cards that are now a zombie, 5 of which are mercenaries because one of the mechanics in the set was mercenary. So once again, we only had 1 creature type. If he's a mercenary, that mechanically mattered, so he had to be a mercenary. So Phyrexian Driver, Phyrexian Prowler, Wrathy Assassin, Spineless Thugs, Spiteful Bully were all cards that would later become zombies, but at the time weren't labeled as zombies. The 3 cards that were labeled zombies, Mercady Mask only had 1 zombie. I'm jumping ahead. Those were all in Nemesis. So there was only 1 zombie in Mercady Masks. Deepwood Ghoul Zombie, 2 black, 2/1. Pay 2 life, regenerate Deepwood Ghoul. I remember the one things that, I think this was my card. I liked playing around with the idea. One of the things you'll see early on with Sarcomancy and stuff is I liked the idea and Hatred. I liked the zombie deck playing with life. I thought that was kind of fun. They were undead. And so this is the idea of, okay, here I got a creature where, look, I can regenerate the creature, but it comes at a cost, and the cost is life rather than mana. And I was very fascinated by that. There's a lot of me experimenting with different life stuff you'll notice in zombies. Okay, so finally we get to Nemesis. And all 5 Nemesis creatures that are zombies are creature type mercenary. So there were rebels and mercenaries in the Mercanti Mass block. Rebels searched for things that were mana cost higher than them. Mercenaries looked for things that were lower than them. Surprise, surprise, looking for higher things and, you know, tutoring things that made you go up the ramp were better than down. Rebels are very, very strong. Mercenaries, not so strong. Okay, so I'm almost out of time here, but I will finish up with the last 2 zombies of Mercanti Mass block, which were in Prophecy. And both were luckily creature type zombie. Okay, so coffin puppets, 3BBB, 3/3. Sacrifice 2 lands. Return coffin puppets to play. Plays the ability only during your upkeep, only if coffin puppets in your graveyard, and only if you control a swamp. So this set was, the lead designer of the set was William Jockish, who was a developer who really wanted to lead a design, and he made a probably the most developer-y slash play designer-y sets ever made in design. His theme was land as resource, of sacking lands as resource, which is, if you understand Magic really well, if you understand the resources of Magic really well, there's interesting decisions to be made, but for the average player who just doesn't want to sack their lands, it is just not fun. And Prophecy has a lot of mechanics where, like, if you're really interested in understanding the dynamics behind the scenes, there's things you can do, but on the surface, it just makes for a very frustrating period. And Coffin Puppets is a good example where, okay, like, hey, maybe I do, late in the game, want to sacrifice lands to get back my creature. And this did see some play in some zombie decks, because it's not a bad card, but it was not particularly fun for people. The other zombie in Prophecy was Whip-Stitched Zombie. 1BBB, 2/2, creature zombie, so at 2 mana, 2/2. At the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice Whip-Stitched Zombie unless you pay black. So it had an upkeep of a black mana. But zombie decks back in the day were aggressive. And so stuff like this sometimes, I mean, this wasn't a great zombie and that zombie wants to keep spilling out other zombies. But it was a 2 mana 2/2, which it was, I mean, nice to see. A little bit of, too much of a drawback. Anyway, guys, I'm at my desk. And so while I love talking about zombies, and I will, but the plan is I will talk more about zombies. I'm planning to do one more of these soon and probably others down the road. But anyway, I'm at my desk. So we all know that means it's the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic and making zombies. Bye-bye, guys.